What am I doing? So
Hello.
welcome to episode two of my podcast. So yes, I hope this message finds you well. And for all those who listen to the first episode, thank you so much. And yes, and I also hope you managed to watch the Barbara Sher video. I got really emotional towards the end of that, and I hope the same message was conveyed out to you. So as I'd said in the previous video, that this project is something that I would like to eventually share with my friends. I have a thing about being honest with my friends, in respect of. So it took me a while to open up and tell a couple of my close friends that I'd quit my job. These two friends of mine are they're very successful in what they do. And I didn't tell them out of fear of being judged, out of fear of just feeling lesser than them, which I know is stupid. You should never compare yourself to anybody else because at the end of the day, you need to look at people like buses. Each bus route goes a different way. You are just one of those bus routes. You might happen to be on the same journey for a little bit of time, but eventually one's going to be going to, Piccadilly Circus and the other one's going to be going to Oxford Street. They're in two different, well, I suppose Piccadilly Circus first and then Oxford Street. Oxford Street is further along, but the point is they are at two different points in time. So you must never compare yourself to anyone's journey. Everyone's journey is separate, is different. So yeah, I felt I was embarrassed because I had changed my mind yet again. I made this big move to Manchester because the whole point of coming to Manchester was to come and find myself. I've been lost for a very long time. I've not been lost. I've known exactly where I am. My friend Rue has an amazing quote. She says that we have a solution to every problem that we have. And my solution has purely been, like I said, with Mel Robbins and her Haslow's, that was not in the Immanati symbol, Haslow's triangle of needs. She addresses the point that when you are in a rut and when you feel unhappy, it's because there is a need that is not being met. And there is a need that has not been met for me for 5 years. And it's put me in a depression. And said depression has made me make a lot of impulsive decisions, such as moving to Manchester. I mean, Manchester's lovely, but do I want to be here? Yes and no. I miss my friends, I miss my family, but somehow, some way, I'm almost feeling like it's meant to be. Like, as I make certain decisions, I'm seeing certain actions happen. So maybe I was always meant to be here. We'll see what the grand plan is. But anyway, I wanted to talk this time about my fear of being honest with my friends and my fear of being judged, and the negative self-talk that I have. So I quit my job, as I said in the first video. I liberated myself. I'm free. I have no idea what I want to do next. I have some ideas of some things that I'm interested in. I have no idea how I want to make my money, but I do know that there are things that I would like to pursue. There are self-interests. Like I said, I've got my list, and I would like some time to work through that list. Because I am hoping that in doing that, I can sort of get back to the true core and essence of who I am. I quit my job and I didn't want to tell. I suppose there was a couple of friends in particular who I didn't want to tell. And even the few friends that I did tell initially, every time I said the words, oh, I've handed in my resignation. I could see the look in their face, and or I could hear their voice just saying, "Oh, there he goes again. He's changed his mind." Because I change my mind a lot, and I get embarrassed about it because, again, not comparing yourself to a bus, but you look at other people's journey, and it feels like there's clarity with what they're doing. And I just don't feel the same clarity because I'm unnecessarily comparing myself. And I just don't want to be that friend who, you know, just doesn't really know where they're going in life, which I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that. It's just, it's negative self-talk, if that makes sense. And I think it's, yeah, it's negative self-talk, and it's also the internal embarrassment of feeling like I don't have my stuff together. I don't have my life together. You know, and at the end of the day, I'm only bloody 25. It's an amazing feat. I'm sat here right now in my own house. I worked hard and I got my own house. And yet I still feel like time is running out for me. But again, I'm only 25 at the time of this recording. So yeah, patience is something that I have to learn. I need to go and check on my chicken. I'm gonna be right back. Okay, chicken's doing good. Yeah. So I had an honest conversation with one of my friends. We met up for drinks, and she's recently been promoted. She'd also passed her qualifications for her field. And she was talking about self-esteem and self-belief. And, you know, we've often had very honest conversations with each other in respect of us being minorities working in industries that are largely led by white males. And kind of how we, you know, navigate success. And my friend, another friend of mine always says that it's, you know, for something that I don't care about, I've done remarkably well in, and I have. But there was always this little crippling self-doubt. So, you know, whenever someone would tell me that, oh, you've done a good job, I'd sort of think deep down in myself that you're lying. That's not true. I've not done a good job. I can do much better than this. Because I know internally when I'm giving my all. And there were so many tasks at work that I was giving maybe 30-40%, and my boss would come up to me and say, well done, you've done a great job. And I'm like, what? Huh? You know, type of thing. And I'd be so confused as to where this praise was coming from, and it felt empty. But it wasn't that it was empty. What might to me have felt like 30-40%, in a lot of those cases was above and beyond what was required. And if I step back and look at it objectively, yes, I did good jobs on the examples that I'm thinking of. But because this isn't what I want to do, I can't give my all. You know, but it's harder to build that esteem in the end then as a result, because I'm not giving it my all, and you telling me that I'm giving it my all just feels like a lie. I feel like a fraud, you know? So yeah, we had that conversation, and I left feeling 1,000 times better when I spoke to her, because, you know, she gave me some very good parting advice, and she said to me that for her, the key to success for her is believing that she can do a good job, and when she's praised, it's taking that praise and saying thank you. I have worked hard and I have done a good job, and believing in herself, and that's one thing that I'd like to work on. As part of these episodes, and as part of us connecting with each other, and as part of me trying to be accountable to you, is asking for your help, and, you know, if there are any examples in which I maintain any negative self-talk, or if I show signs of low self-esteem, then I would like for you to help me, you know, sort of circumnavigate that hurdle. And likewise, if you know there are any areas of low self-esteem that you're experiencing, then I guess it'd be good to, you know, share. And I guess the whole point of doing a video is I can you know, then sort of now enter my YouTube platform and we can start having conversations. So feel free to ask me anything and I'll answer as best as I can. Yeah, so low self-esteem I've talked about. I kind of had a plan of how I was going to go, and the next point is not being able to focus. Ah, yes, of course. Sort of my cons, yes. My low self-esteem kicks in. Also, this as to why I can't, I'm scared of being honest with my friends. Yes. Like I've said previously as well, I have a lot of ideas that I've not really executed. But I'm really good at coming up with ideas. Really good ideas, actually. I have a little dream book and I write all my ideas down. And I've come up with some really like award-winning ideas. But I do nothing about them. So I'm trying to start doing something about all of my ideas. I just get scared that I can't focus. There's so many things that I want to do. And part of coming up with my 100 lists is, I guess you could say, as Gary Vee puts it, I'm flirting. I am flirting with a number of opportunities, a number of things that I'm interested in to, you know, because I'm young and your 20s are the best time to be flirty, you know. So I'm flirting with opportunities to see what I do and don't like, to see what works for me. And I guess going through that process, I am scared of involving my friends because I don't want it to come across as me being unfocused. I don't want it to come across as me being, just unfocused. I don't want to, you know, there are, you probably might have that one friend who will tell you about a date they've been on or a guy they've been, and it seems that that guy is constantly changing, that you lose track. I don't want to be that friend with so many dreams that my friends lose track. But at the same time, I guess if my friend doesn't take an interest in hearing how I'm transforming, then are they really my friend? Dung dung. That was a Law and Order, you know, dung dung. Oh, I hope I don't get sued for copyright. But anyway, it's... and I suppose last and least, going back to, I have a number of ideas that I've never executed. I guess really I've not executed them because I'm lazy, or I procrastinate a lot, and I procrastinate a lot. So my sister and I, we have a lot of honest conversations, and I will interview her one day. She has agreed to it, so you will all get to meet her very soon. She's also a content creator. I'd shared earlier this year that my theme for with my sister, that my theme for 2018 is being an action man. An action man is someone who, it's in the key, is a man or a woman who takes action. And this is the year of action, man. Action, man. So yes, this is the year of action, and letting go of being lazy and procrastinating. But then at the same time, you could argue that the things that I was motivated to do were things that I was not interested in, or I didn't know how. It's more, I didn't have the competence to do those things. And you can't build the competence for something if you don't start doing it. Competence is being confident in an area, and you can't be confident in an area until you start doing something. So here I am, doing something. So yeah, that concludes episode 2. I think it was a lot less structured than episode 1, but that's not the point. I mustn't be hard on myself. And yeah, if you have come this far, thank you so much for listening. Again, tell me your name, tell me where you're from, and tell me what your favorite animal is. And yeah, if you have any questions or need any help or anything, or just want to say hello, please do say hello. So yes, that I guess concludes this episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you remain well, and yes, stay blessed. Please remember, love is kind. Stay blessed.
Oh God.